Welcome to Fate, Family, and the Force. I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Oliver.
Fate, Family, and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as Olivers in the Air Force.
And on this first episode, we're going to talk about our first year of parenting. We hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, our first year of parenting. Do we have any idea what we're doing?
Oh my gosh, the first year was amazing and so difficult at the same time.
Very true. So we're going to rewind a little bit and think back to the first like 3 months of Jude's life. Can you think back? It seems like forever ago, and it's really difficult, honestly, for me to remember. It feels kind of like a blur. I was very sleep deprived.
Yeah, so I feel like it's this time warp. So everybody always says that like whole cliche thing about like how fast it goes by and all this stuff. And like, I'm not sure about all that, like especially in the moments when it's like 2 or 3 in the morning and you just haven't slept and whatnot. And, you know, when sleeping is probably the biggest thing you hear about with like a brand new baby.
Yes.
And as they get older. But yes, it's very much true. Like it's something that you're not going to get a lot of as a parent. We didn't get a lot of, but we got through it in a way.
For sure. And the days are long, but the first year has gone by so fast, you know?
For sure. So I can't believe they let us leave the hospital in the first place as young 20-something year olds with a brand new baby. Like, what? This is crazy to think about, you know?
That's what every parent says, though. And somehow they take their baby home and figure out what to do.
Yeah. So there's hope out there for everyone.
Yeah. But those first like 3-ish months, it was just a lot of feeding, sleeping, changing diapers, pretty much, you know?
Yeah. So if you didn't know, the Air Force has done a great job, and we're of course going to talk more into this later, but like has done a great job of allowing husbands paternity leave. They've increased that time. Mm-hmm. I think it was 3 weeks, and it went up from I think a week to 3 weeks, which is a huge deal. And so like I really, really was impressed with that, and it was crucial because the first 3 weeks I was there helping Annabeth change diapers, do all this. I wasn't worried about going to and from work and dealing with that and flying late at night or whenever. So I was able to just really take the time.
Yeah. And it was nice. Oliver changed all the diapers. Like, I don't even know. I think I didn't change a diaper for like at least a solid week after Jude was born. So that was great.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it was the least I could do. I will say that I felt like I was missing out on not being able to feed Jude when he was so little. Now I can just like stuff turkey and, you know, Cheez-Its and whatever in front of him, and he just loves it. However, like there was always a part of me that I was like a little jealous that Annabeth was getting to breastfeed, and we decided to breastfeed. I say we, I really mean it was all Annabeth.
And maybe I'll do an episode, but all I'm going to say is breastfeeding is hard. Very hard.
Yeah. I didn't realize that people like get really catty about breastfeeding or bottle feeding. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, like
as long as they're fed, that's right. The important part.
Yeah. They're healthy babies.
So the first 3 months, like what's your favorite thing? Like about Jude or favorite thing that we did or any like memory from the first 3 months?
So I thought it was pretty special with him sleeping in our room. Mm-hmm. And like, what is that thing called?
A bassinet.
Yeah. And like being right there and like still being so close because he was sleeping with us for like 9 months in your belly. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it's kind of weird to think about, but he's like was part of the unit, and the family, our little tribe.
It was weird because I didn't want to ever be that mom that was like, oh, I don't want anybody to hold my baby. Like, I want him with me all the time or anything like that. Like, I wanted to share him, share the love and stuff. But after, like, coming back home from the hospital and stuff, like, that Oliver's mom was here and my parents and my grandmother and everything. And they would be like, go, you know, go try to take a nap and, like, we'll hold him in here and stuff. And I was fine with other people holding him if I was in – well, I was fine with other people holding him, period. But, like, I would be totally fine if we were in the same room as him. But, like, if I would come back to our room and leave him out there with y'all, like, that's when I was like, dang, I miss him. Because he was literally, like, inside me for 9 months. Like, it's just a really weird feeling to explain.
Yeah, that's kind of a crazy concept to grasp, especially as a dude, because you don't have that maternal attachment. Yeah. Like, you're very much blessed with a paternal attachment, and it's different but similar but not the same. And it's just something I really strongly believe that you need to have a conversation with about your spouse and, like, how you're feeling early on when you have a baby about, like, oh, like, I kind of feel like I'm missing out when you two are doing this and I don't get to do this. And I had a really, really interesting opportunity when Jude was fresh out of the oven, if you will, of having, like, a good 30 minutes of skin to skin, because there was some other complications and whatnot, and Annabeth having a C-section and all that good stuff. And so I was very, very blessed with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I knew that, like, was something that she had issues with or just not great feelings about, because selfishly, like, she carried Jude for 9 months. So I totally understand. But we were able to communicate that. And just the first 3 months in general, like, understanding how we are with this new human and how to communicate that to each other in our marriage and, like, what that looks like is super, super important. And I think Jude was able to, like, humble us a lot in the first 3 months and realize that, like, when you decide to have a kid, it's no longer about you anymore. It's very much, like, about him or her.
Yeah. And I think for me, like, a huge thing was just telling Oliver, like, what I need, like, hey, I need to take a shower today, like, or I need you to change some diapers or, you know, whatever, communicating my needs and my feelings. Cause I was very emotional. There's a lot of hormones going on, and it's just such a big learning curve, and you have this little human you have to take care of and keep alive. So,
yeah, I would challenge all new dads to really understand, like, the hormone change that happens during pregnancy, like, the legitimate science behind it, and just remember that when your wife is crying uncontrollably or mad or happy and you're just like, what is going on? And, like, you know, instead of just blaming it on, like, not having enough chicken nuggets to eat or being hungry, it's definitely hormones.
If you can go to a birthing class or something before, like, I think that's a good suggestion.
For sure. I agree with that.
Okay. So then moving on to months, like, 4 months old to 6 months old, 7 months old. What was that like for you?
So pretty soon after Jude turned 3 months, in the late winter time, I had to go on a 3-week TDY. So a temporary duty assignment, just essentially was flying around doing some stuff. And it was our first trip away, like, my first time being away from Annabeth and Jude.
Yeah.
Like, and it was so strange. And I don't remember if it was before my trip or after, but my favorite thing that he did during this time was he learned how to roll over.
Yes. And I think that was after.
I think it was when I came back. Mm-hmm. So I'll pause there. But, like, when I came back, I remember him sitting, we sat him, like, on his back on the floor, and we're just, like, kind of playing with them, and we both, like, turned away, then we both, like, look back, and he's no longer in the same spot we left him, and he's on his stomach, and you're just like, what the heck.
Yep. So crazy. And then yeah, you went on your trip and were kind of away from us. And Jude and I went to my parents and hung out with them. But it was strange just because even in 3 weeks, like babies grow a lot in 3 weeks. So you miss, 3 whole weeks of his life, and he had only been alive for like 3 months, so it's kind of a lot.
Yeah, like a quarter of his life I almost missed. That was tough because my first time being away, like from them with a baby, you know, I've been away from Annabeth, like we've done, you know, months apart sometimes. But with Jude, it was a little bit different because in my head, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, like I'm missing quality time with my son and I'm never going to get that time back and all this like kind of morbid thoughts as a father, you know? And I kept thinking of the song, The Cat's in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. And of course it's super sad, but it's kind of part of being in the military and it's part of having a family and dealing with that.
Yeah.
And
again,
fortunately,
communication is
yes,
key.
Communication. And fortunately, in 2020 and 2021, we have such great ways of communicating, whether
it's
FaceTime, Zoom, Skype, whatever flavor.
Pictures, videos.
Yeah. Cell phone service is almost worldwide.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
For sure. Okay. And then you came back, and pretty soon after that, the world shut down.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was difficult too.
Yes. It was interesting because, the biggest change was Oliver didn't go to work for a while. Or if you did, it was very minimal. Just when it was really needed or when they told you to come in. And so, but for Jude and I, not that much changed. We pretty much still fed and napped and changed diapers all day. But we definitely were going a little stir crazy, as I'm sure most everyone else was as well. So we went on lots of walks, multiple walks a day sometimes.
Yeah, it kind of was a difficult time for me because like Annabeth said, I wasn't going to work as much as I had been. I'd been flying a bunch and a lot of that came to a screeching halt with COVID in the spring and just ramping up like that. However, it gave me the most interesting insight into what Annabeth has to deal with every single day and what her day is comprised of. And it's something I will always be like, oh, wow, like Oliver, you get to go to work and like work out and go fly a plane and do all this cool stuff while your wife is doing really cool stuff at home, but it's at home watching Jude play and like entertaining Jude essentially because kids are a handful.
Yeah. I think the best thing that he did that whole time was he started laughing, which was the coolest and cutest noise I've ever heard. It was literally the best. Now he laughs all the time.
Yeah, he does laugh all the time, which makes me happy. But yeah, his first couple of laughs were, it's just so memorable.
Yeah, it was the best. And then he turned 6 months old, and our friends Jan and Kim helped us do a 6-month photo shoot with him, and we got a smash cake. It was adorable, like the best pictures. But I don't know if I would do it again. It was really messy.
Oh, my God. It wasn't too bad. You just get used to picking them up with poop and pee and throw up everywhere. And you just put them in the tub and just wash them off. That's another thing, too. They don't really, like, they kind of show you in the hospital how to, like, clean your baby. But they do it, like, very, like, appropriately and, like, all this. And I was not about hunching over in the bathtub cleaning him the way like they taught me in the hospital. I just was like, hand him here, like he can get in the shower with me, and this Johnson & Johnson baby soap can go everywhere. It's awesome.
Yes. Most of the time, for like at least the first 6 months, most of his baths and showers were just while we were bathing or showering. We just stuck him in there with us. Now he bathes by himself sometimes.
Yeah.
But he likes baths now. Loves playing with all his toys and water and our shampoo bottles.
Always. It was such an interesting time, though, that spring, like probably his 6 to 9 month old life there.
And we had some like trips planned and different things to do with him that we didn't get to do. We didn't get to see our families for a while. And then in June, our families came to Florida and we did Jude's baby, his dedication to Jesus.
Yes. So that was another interesting thing and something I think, especially as Christians, like you should kind of have communicated or start talking to is when you have a kid about what your thoughts and whatnot are about infant baptism or infant dedication or baptism in general. And not to get off in any theological weeds or anything, but it's a little bit important, but not like the most important thing. And we decided on doing an infant dedication because we wanted our friends to hold us as the parents accountable to raising Jude in a Christian home and with Christian values and just essentially loving him like Jesus loves us. And there wasn't much thought past that. Right. It made sense.
And we were supposed to go to my dad's church in Mississippi and do it there and let my dad do it and all of that. And since churches weren't able to meet at that time, our families actually came to us and we just went out to the park that's by our house and did it. And it turned out to be just so simple and sweet. It was really good memory, I think.
Yeah, I was super thankful for all my buddies who came, like just some of my work friends and church friends and kind of the intermingling of the groups and mentors and stuff. So that was a huge blessing.
It was. And then towards the end of the summer is when Oliver deployed for the first time. So instead of missing 3 weeks of Jude's life, he missed, you know, several months of Jude's life. So that was like crazy. And in that time, it wasn't just like, oh, he grew a lot, but he's still just, you know, eating and sleeping and pooping. Like, he actually learned a lot and changed a lot while Oliver was gone. He actually, he started drinking, like, went to sippy cups.
Drinking water.
Yeah, sorry.
And juice and milk.
Like, drinking other things and, like, using it like the sippy cup by himself and eating way more solid foods. And then he started walking, just crazy changes, and it was so cool to watch and kind of sad that Oliver wasn't there.
Yeah, I was pretty sad I missed that stuff. And I was just extremely busy where I was and for the amount of time. But like, it was hard. I mean, it was like one of those like heart-wrenching moments when I got to see the video of Jude walking for the first time, like actually like stands up and turns around and like walks towards Annabeth and doesn't like fall.
Yeah.
You know, and if he does, he falls in her arms. And then it took me a while. Like, I was pretty sad about that for a week.
Yeah.
And then I just remember being like, at least I got to see a video, you know, at least I'm not out here for, you know, a year or longer.
Right.
And I was only out there for however long I was. And so that was tough. And the time zone was tough. Like, there was nothing easy about it besides the fact that like we had communication lines. Like, I mean, it wasn't difficult to pick up the phone and text or call
for sure,
just with technology nowadays. Yeah. So I'm very, very thankful for that.
Yeah, for sure. And for me, like, parenting not by myself because Oliver was still a parent, but you know, doing the kind of single parent thing, if you will, it was hard, but I was very worried about it, and I thought it was going to be so just impossible. And I remember, like, telling some of our friends, like, it actually hasn't been. Like, Jude has been so – I mean, yes, he's a baby, and so, like, there were times that he didn't sleep, didn't eat, was sick, you know, different difficult baby things. But like for the most part, he was so good and was at such a fun age. And we did have, you know, great support with our friends and family. And so I think the Lord just really like honestly blessed me and gave me strength like to parent by myself during that time.
Yeah, I think in a later episode, we're also going to go into more detail about like some techniques and tools and tips we used while we were deployed.
Because
we didn't just go in it alone. Like we, like on a very like loose overview, we went and got some counseling and talked about it and like understood what resources the military offered us, mm-hmm. what we had with family and friends, etc. And so like we're going to spend a good time, I think, talking about that because it's something that young parents and parents in general, and especially in the military, need to hear and may not like be able to do it or just know about it.
But yeah. And then you came back from deployment.
Yay.
And what was that like?
Oh my gosh. Everyone says it, like, especially in the community I'm in, who we deploy a lot, and the big family oriented community, which is awesome. And the military is like that. It's one big family, right? And they all said it like it was going to be difficult for me to get used to her schedule and her to get used to me. And like you kind of step on each other's toes. And especially like that's just being married. And then you throw kids into the mix. And then it's just like, things were done differently when you were gone. Like the, not that discipline has changed, but like things that are said aren't necessarily said the way they're said anymore. Like, you know, the whole classic, like mommy lets me eat ice cream for dessert or like whatever
with
the case is.
Babies, especially like the first few years of life, like as soon as I was like, oh yeah, like I got this figured out, we got our routine down, then he would change. Like he would grow and he would be like, oh, I mean, he didn't say this, but you know, he wouldn't need 4 naps anymore. He only needed 3 naps, or he only needed 2 naps now, or he was more hungry. You know, as soon as you think you have it figured out, like they change it on you, you know.
Absolutely. And so coming home was awesome because I mean Annabeth was there to pick me up and I got to see Jude like right away walking around, and of course being the like the classic, you know, 1-year-old, he had fallen down and like scraped his nose or something, so he was upset about that,
and honestly I think he knew who you were because we had been FaceTiming, he knew your voice and things like that, but he still wasn't super sure at first. But once we got home and Oliver was like in our house again, I mean, he warmed right up and was totally fine and went right to playing with you and stuff.
Yeah, I think it took it like a day or two. I think he was really like that night he was excited that I was like there, and then he woke up and like was kind of like, oh, you're still here, type of mentality. And he gets that way even when like his grandparents like come to visit or we go somewhere and it's just a new environment. And I was kind of the new thing again, if you will. But I'm super glad to be home. And like I said, there's a whole nother episode just to talk about reintegrating.
Yeah.
And with me coming back and tips and tricks on how we, I think, successfully did that. And by no means like very great successfully, like, because we definitely had qualms and spatterings and things to be upset about. But
we figured it out.
We figured it out. And I think we did a good job of it for our first time and are well prepared for next time.
So when you got back, like, what was the biggest surprise that you saw Jude do, or like the coolest thing or something you didn't realize like that you had missed when you were gone?
So walking obviously is like the easy answer. His hair had grown a lot.
Yeah.
And that was kind of weird. But like I kind of expected that, his height, like him just growing and stuff, I had expected and kind of had seen. But what really got me is that he, and it still blows my mind, is he's able to like drink his own water. Like we were talking about earlier, he just picks up a cup or whatever and drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, he moved past this level of dependence to like a little bit dependent, because you got to provide still for him, but he's independent on, like, he knows when he gets thirsty that he can just go over there and drink it.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, now, I mean, we even like taught him some sign language and stuff. Like, that's, oh, it's just crazy. It blows my mind.
Yeah. It's crazy because when Oliver left, Jude was still such a baby. And then when he got back, he was like, oh, he looks and acts a little boy now. Like, he's not a baby anymore, you know?
Yeah. It was a very sharp transition from baby to little boy for me. Mm-hmm. Even though I got to see him in photos and almost every day sometimes. It's still like, I was like, oh, he's just a baby. And then all of a sudden when I got home, I was like, he's a little boy. Yeah, he's not a baby.
For sure.
I was sad.
Yeah.
I really was. I missed that. But I didn't miss it at the same time. So.
For sure. Okay. So now, well, let's talk about kind of just this past fall and winter. We had Halloween, Jude's birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Like, what were your favorite things about all that with him? Because we had him, you know, last Thanksgiving, Christmas, but, you know, he literally just laid there. So.
Yeah. Well, obviously, car rides, anything longer than 2 hours with, you know, a little baby or a little boy is just the most perfect thing in the world. I'm kidding. It's miserable. It's stop and go, stop and go. And you have to do it around their nap times. And I don't know. I had a lot of fun and favorite things. But the biggest thing was seeing how many people just love him.
Yeah.
Like, and he is a good looking baby, like good looking little boy. He's super cute. And like, that blows my mind. Yeah. And like, he's 100% me and like 100% Annabeth and like just this little kid. Mm-hmm. And it's beautifully crazy. Yeah. And even at the holidays, there's more stuff to get into.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well, let's think. Halloween was fun because we all had our like matching little pumpkin t-shirts. That's so fun. I can't wait to do that more and more until he gets older, and then he's definitely not going to want to have matching Halloween costumes with us.
We can just do like those cool parents who do like the whole Marvel universe or like Captain America, like the Avengers type stuff.
I'm about it.
Theme. Although, if you're listening, you probably know that like I really don't care about Halloween. And like I'm kind of a Grinch when it comes to the holidays. And this Christmas was probably on par with me being a Grinch, just normal. So. But with that being said, like watching Jude open gifts, the best ability a 1.5-year-old almost can open gifts, it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
We're skipping his birthday. Oh my gosh. Y'all, his birthday was a blast.
It was so much fun. I had the idea to do a fiesta party because, you know, he's turning uno. And I just kind of took it and ran with it and had some really good friends and family also take it and run with it and help me. And it was so much fun. I think Jude loved it, but also all the other adults that were there loved it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you're throwing a party for a 1-year-old, you have to realize you're really throwing it for the adults that are coming to a 1-year-old party.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of understand that. Pro tip for you guys for planning parties. And y'all, I was 100% skeptical of this party because Annabeth had this really cool idea. And I was like, yeah, that's a cool idea. Like, and I want to eat Mexican food because I'm hungry all the time. And I told her as we were like hanging streamers in the pinata and stuff, I was like, I'm just not sure about this, blah, 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 blah. And she was just like, you'll see. And then sure enough, I had to do the old classic. You were right. I was wrong.
Yes, it was such a blast. And maybe we'll like talk more in depth about it at some point. But then Thanksgiving was fun because Jude actually got to eat all the food, which was so cool because Thanksgiving food is delicious. And I love watching him eat. It's just cute, even though half of it ends up on the floor.
Yeah, I didn't even think about explaining, but we didn't really do a lot of baby food. We kind of did, like, I mean, and when I say kind of, like, not hardly any at all.
We didn't buy, like, we bought a few specific baby things, but, like, we bought him, applesauce was, like, the first food we gave him, and then we kind of just let him try whatever we were eating, you know, within reason, obviously, that he could eat, and just kind of went from there and just let him keep trying stuff and keep trying stuff, and now he eats most anything. He's a really good eater. He loves fruit. Like, he will eat any fruit at any time. He loves it, which is good.
Yeah, I think one of the first things I remember him eating that, like, stuck out to me outside of, like, what you think a baby would eat mm-hmm. was fish. The boy put down some salmon and tilapia, and, like,
yeah,
just anytime we'd go out, like, crab dip or fish,
he loves that crab
like
dip.
It blew my mind. And so, like, I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, he's a good eater. It's really funny. And then what else? Oh, Christmas was fun. We just got to see family, and he sort of opened presents. I think next year will be a little bit better with that, but I think definitely just some really good memories, cute pictures, so many cute pictures. Like, he has the best smile.
Y'all, that his smile just lights up a world. I mean, and I pray that, like, everybody who wants to have kids or has kids, like, really can just, like, close their eyes and see their kids' face and their smile like that, because it just, oh my goodness, it makes my heart so happy.
Yeah. And then most recently, like Oliver was saying, we've just been here hanging out, and Jude has started learning some sign language. It's awesome. So cute. And he's starting to say a few words, or trying to. And now he's kind of doing this little run where he kind of, like, hops along. It's adorable. And, I mean, he's just like a sponge right now, I think, just soaking everything in, learning so much. But what's your favorite thing? What's the cutest thing he does?
Oh, man. So it's hard, because I really love when he does the where is it? Like, where did it go? And we're like, there it is. And the first time, like, he kind of, like, repeated what we said, you know, the there it is part. And so we were like, where is it? Where did it go? And we were like, there it is. And he said it. And then we were just like, oh my gosh, it sounded like just like he said it. But my absolute favorite thing he does is the cheers.
Yeah.
Explain what that is.
So, you know, when you normally would, like, clink your glasses together when you're drinking alcohol usually, and you'd say cheers. Well, I don't know how or why, but somehow I taught Jude to do that, but he doesn't do it with his water. He does it with, like, the food he's eating. So we'll hit our food together and I'll say cheers, and he says cheers, kind of.
It's just like the sound and the same inflection and right. tone, but we know he's saying it. Like, it's when you see parents listen to, like, their kid, and you are trying to understand what their kid is saying, and you don't understand, but the parents do. Like, I get that now.
For sure.
And then seeing him sign for more, mm-hmm. like, and at, like, the appropriate time, and knows what it means. Like, that came to fruition the other night when we were eating fruit, or the other morning rather. He, like, finished his fruit and looked at me and did his sign for more and, like, smiled. And I was just like, yes, eat all these bananas. Yeah. Like, have the whole bushel of bananas. So
the first time that he did his sign for more, I was giving him M&M's. I think I tricked him. Like, I was, like, training a dog, like, with treats, basically. And he did it back to me for the first time. And I was like, dump out all the M&M's. You can have them all. It was so crazy cool to watch your kid learn stuff. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
For sure. So, the whole first year, like, what would you give advice if people are about to have a kid?
Oh, wow. This is tough. Because
Well, you, I have
you just receive so much advice. Like there is, that is, I will caveat this. That is, it's very cool, comforting sometimes, and most of the time annoying, the advice you receive from other people, because everybody has an opinion and everybody's advice I think is like better than the others. And there's parenting books, there's all these other things to be said about it. But just the biggest thing I can say, and I think we're doing a good job and we're going to continue to do a better job, is to be intentionally in the moment with Jude. Like we are very like hard pressed about not having the TV on when we're playing in the room, with the TV, not being on our phones, and just understanding, like conveying to him that we understand he needs our attention as much as he wants our attention, and that we want to be there for him. Yeah. Because
our phones or the TV or whatever are not more important than he is.
Right. And it sounds, and everyone's like, duh, but like, how often do we sit there with the TV on and on our phones while listening to music and like trying, and someone's talking to us, and it's mm-hmm. just like, what? Like, that's not kind and loving, and yeah. that's not considerate. And so that's the only advice I would give. And if you think that's annoying, then like whatever, but, or just an opinion, that's fine.
Yeah. I think you do get a lot of advice and just different opinions about things, but realize like every kid is different. Everybody's going to parent differently. So you just kind of have to find what works for you. But a couple things that I would say, one, I'm not like the type of person, like I know sometimes people get pressured to like have kids once they get married, and you know, parents want their grandkids and you know, different things like that. And I am not that person. Like I don't want to tell people like you should have a kid, like pressure anybody to do that. But now that I have a kid, I am like, why would you not want kids? They're amazing and so much fun. So that's what I would say.
Right. Yes, I understand that.
Yeah.
And I think most people understand. And like,
for sure.
It's okay if you don't or don't want, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because you can come hang out with our kid for a little bit.
And absolutely. Please babysit.
Go get your little kid fixed with Jude and then go on and do your thing.
Yeah. But also, I would say the first like few months are really difficult. And they're not, maybe this was just my experience, but they're not that much fun. Like when those first few months with Jude, I was just like, I'm not having fun with you. Like you are just crying and I'm just feeding you and changing your diaper. Like this is not really fun. Like I love you so much, but I'm not having a great time, you know. But once he got to probably 5 or 6 months old, like from then on, he has been the most fun kid. Like, I've just so enjoyed it. I super enjoy being a mom.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just tough. Like, everyone's just going to say something or something different. And at the end of the day, just you got to do your best. And there's some of it that comes naturally and some of it that doesn't. And like, I don't know, you just kind of get by. And Annabeth is very almost by the book and like to a fault about like, oh my gosh, he can't eat honey. Like he can't, can he have apple juice yet? And like, what the doctor say, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, give the kid some apple juice. Like I gave him chocolate the other day and she's like, oh my gosh, you gave him chocolate. So like, obviously those two types of different parenting people always marry each other. So
yes, but generally like we've been pretty laid back parents, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know, but I'm enjoying it so far for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's almost all the time we have for this episode. And as you can tell from listening to the episode, we have even more topics to talk about inside of our parenting, you know, just globe, the world that is parenting. So you can be on the lookout for those in the next couple episodes, probably.
Yes. And we have just lots of other fun stuff coming up. So join our Facebook group, Faith Family the Forest Podcast on Facebook, and then follow us on Instagram at AB and Ollie. Subscribe to the show. And I guess that's it.
All right. Have a good day.